堂听 class.com。
From the BBC World Service in London, the news at 13 hours GMT for BBC News Online.
The United Nations envoy visiting Syria, Terje Rudlarsson, said that President Bashar al-Assad has firmly committed himself to a full withdrawal of Syrian troops and intelligence officers from Lebanon, as demanded by a UN Security Council resolution. Mr. Larsson made the announcement following a meeting with President Assad in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Syrian units have already been pulling out of western Lebanon, with some returning over the border. Our correspondent Dan Isaacs has just sent this report from Damascus.
No timetable for the withdrawal has yet been set, but Mr. Rudlarsson, the UN envoy, said the Syrians had now promised to provide precise details by early next week. It marks a decisive moment in diplomatic efforts to enforce UN Resolution 1559. And as if to underline the commitment on the part of the Syrians to honour these demands, Syrian forces have now begun to cross the border and return home. It's not clear precisely how many are now back, nor how many remain, and less certain still whether Syrian intelligence officials have now begun returning home in substantial numbers as well.
Iran has dismissed new incentives offered by the United States in return for the country permanently halting its uranium enrichment program. Washington announced on Friday that it was prepared to drop its objections to Tehran joining the World Trade Organization and consider allowing sales of spare parts for Iranian civil aircraft. But a senior Iranian negotiator on nuclear issues, Siros Nasiri, insisted his country was not discussing the issue at the latest talks with European Union negotiators.
و از این رو به عنوان در واقع یک خبر مثبت به ما اعلام کردن اما اون چه ما متقابلا بهشون گفتیم این است که
This has been presented to us as positive news. However, if what we have been told is true, it is not positive. It is worrying and perverse. We have not discussed halting the enrichment of uranium in our negotiations.
You're listening to the news from the BBC. A leader of the Palestinian militant group Hamas has said the organisation plans to participate in the Palestinian parliamentary elections due in July. Hamas boycotted the first Palestinian parliamentary elections in 1996, but won overwhelming victories earlier this year in seven municipalities in the Gaza Strip when it took part in local elections. The Hamas leader, Mohammed Ghazal, made the announcement at a press conference in the West Bank town of Nablus.
Hamas has decided to participate in the elections for the Palestinian Legislative Council. The Islamic resistance movement, Hamas, is eager to enhance the policy of serving our Palestinian people in all the fields, safeguarding their affairs and interests, and protecting their rights and gains.
However, a spokesman for Hamas, Mushira Masri, told the BBC that the group would neither transform itself into a political party nor abandon its military campaign against Israel. The authorities in Egypt have released Ayman Nour, the leader of the opposition Gad Party. He had been in detention since the end of January, accused of supplying false documents when the party applied for official recognition. The Egyptian prosecutor general said Mr. Nour and five other senior officials of the Gad Party had been released on bail. Employers and government ministers in Malaysia say the economy has suffered because hundreds of thousands of illegal migrant workers have left. Migrant workers, mostly from Indonesia, make up more than a fifth of Malaysia's workforce, but almost 500,000 are believed to have left before a major operation to deport them began on March the 1st. Malaysia's human resources minister, Fung Chan On, said manufacturers were turning down orders because of a lack of staff. From Kuala Lumpur, Jonathan Kent reports.
For years, foreign workers, legal and illegal, have taken the jobs Malaysians don't want. But faced with the threat of large fines, jail sentences and whipping, many of those without work permits decided to leave under an amnesty that expired last month. Shamsuddin Bardin of the Malaysian Employers Federation says businesses are feeling the effects. Malaysia's electronics exporters have also been badly hit. The Human Resources Minister Fong Chan On says that around 100,000 factory workers had left, bringing many assembly lines to a halt, and he put the number of construction workers who've chosen to go home at 150,000.
The great-grandson of the Indian leader Mahatma Gandhi has set off on a 24-day march commemorating the 75th anniversary of the event which ultimately forced India's British rulers to open talks on independence. Tushar Gandhi, is in the company of several hundred volunteers, will recreate the journey known as the Salt March to promote peace and religious harmony. Mahatma Gandhi had undertaken the original march in 1930 from the western town of Ahmedabad to the coastal village of Dandi. It made the British take note of his civil disobedience movement.